刚刚师母告诉我们，告诉我说，她说这个诗班叫做煮饭婆诗班。翻译要不要笑
？My wife just told me that this is the choir consists of all the cooking women.
我跟我太太很不一样。
I'm very different from her, though.
她都是从这个一杯水的半空那里看，我是从半满看。
She look at the cup from the where it's half empty.Where I look at it when it's, I look at the full part of it.
我非常非常欣赏他们所献的诗歌。
I truly enjoy what they just sang.
不过他们唱的时候，倒使我想起多年前焦牧师讲的一篇道。
But then they reminded me a sermon preached by Pastor Chu.
大概我猜得不错的话，大概13-14年前他回来讲的一篇道。
Perhaps it was like 13-14 years ago he came back to preach.
他的题目叫做《弟兄，你在哪里》。
His topic was, "Brothers, where are you?"
今天我们看见有一个姐妹诗班，我就要问弟兄诗班，你在哪里
？Therefore, reminded me, "Boys choir, where are you?"
Males choir. 那篇信息我印象很深。
It made a deep impression in me that particular sermon.
因为那篇信息感动了我们中间一位弟兄，把自己奉献给主。
Because of that sermon, one brother was moved.To dedicate himself,
他就是欧永亮牧师
，and he is now Pastor O.
我记得他做见证，曾经提到这一篇信息。
I remember during his testimony, he mentioned about this sermon.
他说：“今天在教会里面，好像都是姐妹爱主，弟兄在哪里？”当他听见焦牧师这样一个挑战的时候，他心里面很受刺激。
Seemingly in the church, sisters love the church more, and therefore, where the brothers are, that moved him greatly.
今天本来我要请一位客人在这里跟我们简单的讲几句话。
I had a plan to invite on a guest here to say a few words.
但是因为待会儿11:30，我们有比较长一段时间给他。
By 11:30, though, we have a longer period of time can be devoted to him.
那么请弟兄姊妹在11:30的时候留下来参加这个简兆明大夫在这里跟我们分享的意向。
And please stay behind at 11:30 to enjoy the sharing from Dr. Jan.
他是我们多年来关心支持的路加传道会的主席。
He is the president of the Luke Mission, which we have supported for many years.
换句话说，有一批的医生在台湾，他们组织成一个团契，怎么样一面医疗一面传福音。
This mission was formed by a group of physicians in Taiwan. They wanted to take the opportunity.Of the medical their medical skills to spread the gospel.
即使你不是医生，不是医护人员，我们也欢迎您等一下来听他分享他心中的负担。
Whether you are in the medical field or not, we invite you all to come, to have him to share his vision.
那么等一下在介绍新人的时候，我会特别请他站起来让大家认识。
I will introduce him later.
请我们翻回这个但以理书第三章。
Let's turn back to Daniel chapter 3.
刚才张高斌弟兄带我们所读过的这一段的经文，其实这个故事是整章，但是我们节省时间只读其中的一部分。
We only read half of the story when we read the scriptures.
这个地方记载一段十分生动而有趣的一段历史。
This describes a very lively and very interesting piece of history.
上一个礼拜天，我们在这个地方从新约看门徒在风浪里面。的一段的经历。
A week ago, we studied how the disciples learned from a storm from the New Testament.
今天我们要从旧约的圣经里面看神的选民如何在火窑里面体验到神在他们身上的工作。
Today, using the Old Testament, we're going to learn to see how the chosen people of the Lord, how they learned their experience.From a blazing furnace.
上个礼拜是讲水，今天是讲火。
A week ago we focused on water, and today we focus on fire.
那么我们就想到圣经里面有一节告诉我们这个在诗篇66篇，神让我们经过水火，却使我们进到丰富之地，这样一句话。
This reminded us a recording in the Bible.After we have gone through water and the fire, we reach the more abundantness.
基督徒没有苦难的免疫性。
There is no immunity for Christians from trials. and tribulations.
因为在苦难里面，我们所经历的神的作为和我们自己在主面前所经历的功课，可以成为在苦难的人，在苦难的当中的人的一个鼓励。
Because through trials and tribulation, through such experiences, we can become the encouragement for those who are suffering.
所以一个基督徒经过水火是一次信心考验的机会。
Therefore, to be able to go through water and the fire, it is indeed a trial for your faith.
但是上个礼拜我们所提的和今天我们所要谈到的，让我们看到不是个人信心的考验，而是群体信心的考验。
Either from last week or this week, we are not viewing this from as an individual experience, but rather the experience of a whole group.
个人跟神的关系是重要的。
It is indeed important of your personal relationship with God.
但是当神把我们放在教会的群体里面的时候
，But yet as Lord has put us in a church.
我们要学习在教会里面群体的信心。
We need to learn our faith.In a group of people.
我们不只是说侍奉要有配搭。
Not only we should work together when we serve the Lord.
我们信心的学习也要配搭，也要在群体里面去经历。
Our learning process of the faith itself also should experience learning as a group.
今天神把我们这个教会带到今天这样的一个地步。
The Lord has brought our church into today's situation.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要个人向着主有信心，我们更需要群体向着神有信心。
Personally, we need to have faith in front of the Lord, but also jointly as a group, we should also collectively have faith.
在我们今天所读的圣经里面，我们看到但以理和这三个朋友。
In the scripture we read today about Daniel and his three friends,
他们被掳到巴比伦，经过了多年的努力和奋斗，终于熬出一点成就来。
Although they were captors and they'd been brought to Babylon for many years, they're able to make their way up.
本来他们是外国人，本来甚至他们是亡国奴，但是呢，却在巴比伦省成为那个省的行政官，有一些地位。
Although they were foreigners and although they lost their country totally, but then eventually they become the provincial officials of that Babylon.
因为他们的成就，当然就容易遭到本国人的记恨跟排挤。
Of course, the natives were envious of their accomplishment.
那么当然我们在这里就看到这个故事的发展，尼布甲尼撒王就造了一个金像，要各方各国各族的民要拜那个金像。
So we see how it develops. The king Nebuchadnezzar built a gold statue of an image of a god, and he wanted everyone to come to worship it.
中文圣经说高六十肘，宽六肘。如果我们看 NIV 的翻译的话，我们就知道这个像是很高大，有九十尺的高，有九尺的厚，这个厚。
So the English version says it's 90 feet high and 9 feet wide.
在这段圣经里面没有提到这个像是一个什么像。
There's no description of how this statue looked like.
到底这个像是一个神像呢，还是尼布甲尼撒王本身的一个像要他们拜？
Whether this statue is an image of God or image of the king himself, regardless, he wants everyone to worship it.
当我们看见这里有几个人表示他们不拜这个金像的时候，在十二节、在十四节、在十八节，清楚地看到这个像和巴比伦的宗教有关系。
And through the verses 12, 14, and 18, it's clearly related the statue to the religion of Babylon.
前面只讲金像、金像、金像。
And initially talk about image of a goat, image of a goat.
但十二节、十四节、十八节的时候，提到这个金像的时候，也提到侍奉你的神。
And yet in verse 12, 14, and 18, it also talked about the God you worship.
所以可见那个摆出来要他们拜的像是跟宗教有关系。
Therefore, this statue is related with the Babylonians' religion.
我们常常说政治和宗教分开，我们做事情比较好做一点。
We often say it's easier to manage when the religion and the politics are divided.
什么时候政治和宗教混杂在一起，里面就比较复杂了。
Whenever they are intermingled, the things get complicated.
我们有的时候听见人家说不要在政治里面去玩宗教。
We often say do not play religion among politics.
反过来，今天我们要提醒我们自己，我们不要在宗教里面玩政治。
On the contrary, I want to remind you, do not play politics in religion.
我们今天越来越发现一个相当严重的一件事情。
More and more, we find out a thing.
今天在属灵的团体里面有许许多多的政治游戏。
There are many political games among religious groups.
我们要在主的面前非常的谨慎。
We want to be extremely careful in here.
不管我们今天是信主的，或者是还没有信主的。
Whether you are a believer or not.
我们今天受到一个极大的社会环境的影响。
We are indeed deeply influenced by our surroundings.
我们说，难道我们不就是一个政治的动物吗？
Isn't that we are a political animal as well?
当我们带着政治动物的心态进到教会里面来的时候，
As we come with the mentality of being a political animal to a church,
我们把一个很单纯的一个属灵的一个关系和环境就把它污染。
A very simple spiritual environment can be contaminated.
我的儿子在台湾在环保局工作。
My son works for the environmental protection agencies in Taiwan.
我发现今天的污染不只是空气的污染，声音的污染，水的污染。
This pollution does not stop at the water pollution, noise pollutions, or whatsoever.
我们今天发现在许许多多的地方有政治的污染。
We find there's much of political pollutions as well.
请问一对夫妇如果开始玩政治，这是多可怕的事情？
If a husband and a wife pair start to play politics among themselves,
请问两代之间开始在玩政治的手段，这是何等可怕的事情？
If the trick of a politics getting between two generations and how awful that might be.
所以在这个但以理的三个朋友的这个故事里面，
So in this story in the book of Daniel,
提醒我们一件很重要的事情。
It reminded us one very important fact.
政治跟宗教成为一个游戏的时候，这是一个很可怕的事情。
When politics and religion become a game, it is a serious matter.
当然，在这种情形之下，撒德拉、米撒和亚伯尼哥基于他们对神独一真神的信仰和委身，他们拒绝敬拜这个带着很浓厚宗教意味的这个金像。
Under such circumstances, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they certainly just refused to be involved.
在这里，我们顺便注意到一件事情。
And here we notice one important thing as well.
当我在准备这段信息的时候，我发现这件事情非常的突出，对我来讲。
As I was preparing for this sermon, this point sticks out.
请注意哈，撒德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥，当他知道这个尼布甲尼撒王要放这样一个宗教的金像的时候
，When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego realized that King Nebuchadnezzar was going to build this statue.
请注意哈，他们并没有主动的去攻击、去反对这个拜金像的事情。
They did not raise a campaign to actively oppose the situation.
我不是说今天基督徒走上街头去反堕胎是错的。
I'm not implying that you as a Christian should not participate in the life movement, for example, against abortion.
当然你可以说见仁见智，每一个人的领受和负担不一样。
You may have a different feeling or different perception of this topic.
但是我们在这里看见撒德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥的态度不太一样。
But yes, indeed, we see a very distinctive attitude from these three young men.
他们的哲学并不是说你不惹我，我就不惹你的这一种息事宁人的哲学。
They were not guided by that. If you're not offending me, then I will not touch you. That's not the philosophy we're guiding them.
但是在这个地方，我看见亚伯尼哥、撒德拉、亚伯尼哥和这个米撒，他们三个人给我们看到一个很重要的救恩、先后、轻重、因果的一个原则。
But yes, these three though give us a view of a priority of salvation.
请注意哈。在这个地方我们看见这三个人给我们看见的是什么呢？不是要他们放弃偶像再转回真神，而是让他们先认识真神才能放弃偶像。
They did not publicly denounce the statue before they turned into God, yet they turned to God first before they denounced the image.
这个先后轻重有很重要的关系。
This priority has a very important message.
我们曾经听到有人去向人传福音。
Very often someone would approach someone else to preach the gospel.
我们没有把耶稣介绍给他们，我们拼命劝他先戒烟再说。
Before we introduce Jesus to him, we just keep on asking him to stop smoking.
是我们的好意，没有错。
Yes, you have your well intended.
但是弟兄姊妹，在救恩的因果关系上，这是错了。
But yet, through the views of gospel or salvation, the cause and the effect are reversed.
我们不是劝人改好了以后才来信耶稣。
We're not trying to change a person to become a good person, then ask him to believe.
因为福音的基本的精神，基本的一个重点，就是让我们知道人没有办法改好自己。
One of the theme topic, or one of the theme of gospel is focused on the fact people, according to themselves, cannot become good.
所以我们先信耶稣，耶稣给我能力，使我不抽烟。
So believing in Christ, and Christ will give us the ability to stop smoking.
这个就是我所说的救恩因果前后的关系。
This is indeed what I was trying to say about the cause and effect.
这也告诉我们，撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥他们三个人不去反对偶像，而把真神介绍给他们的这一个先后的这个重点。
This is indeed why these three young men had done what they have done. They were passive. They did not openly denounce the statue.
回过来，容许我再说，我不反对我们去反对这个堕胎。
I'm not opposing you to publicly to participate, for example, in the pro-life movement.
但是如果我们只是为反堕胎而堕胎，不是，如果我们只是为反堕胎而反堕胎的话
，If you oppose abortion just for the sake of opposing abortion,
我们是人道主义，不是福音主义。
Therefore, your cause is morality and not religion.
这条线不是那么容易分，但是却是非常的重要。
It's a difficult thin line to recognize, but it is important.
我们要去反堕胎，但是不要忘记，好像回教徒一样，一个左手拿可兰经，右手拿刀，我们应当一个手去反这个堕胎，另外一个手我们要把圣经拿出来。
It's unlike the Muslims, on the one hand they held the Quran, which is their Bible, and the other hand is holding a knife. Yet what we should do is we should preach the gospel to them.
所以这是很重要、很重要、很重要的属灵的原则。
It's an utterly important spiritual principle.
我们有时间跟大家详细的把这些背景详细的跟大家分享。
Maybe lack of time, I cannot go into deeper.
但是刚才讲的那些基本的观念是很重要的。
The basic principle I just touched upon are important.
当然后来这些犹太人这些加勒底人，就是巴比伦人，他们就抓住机会控告犹大人。
So those astrologers or Chaldeans or Babylonians, and they discovered this, they came to accuse those Jews.
请注意第八节，有几个加勒底人进前来控告犹大人。
Here says those astrologers or the Chaldeans came forward and denounced the Jews.
不是控告撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
It didn't say that they denounced Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
基督徒的失败影响整个人对基督教的印象。
This implies the failure of a few Christians is going to influence the success of the entire Christianity.
因为他们的目标是除灭犹太人，而不是单单这三个人。
Because the purpose of those people are here to destroy the entire Jew, not the people.
但是他们知道这三个人失败，犹太人就失败。
They know when these three fail, the whole Jew would fall.
所以为什么我们这些基督徒在社会、在世界的行事为人为主有见证的重要性？
This again emphasizes the importance of our behavior as Christians in this society.
我们有没有听过，因为一个基督徒的失败，而整个基督教被批评、被论断、被攻击了？
Have we heard a story due to the failure of a particular Christian, then the whole Christianity was denounced?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请我们记得，我们一个人的失败影响我们整个教会，整个教会的失败影响全世界基督教。
An individual failure of a church will bring failure to the whole church, and a church's failure will bring failure to the whole Christianity.
在这里我们看得非常的清楚。
It says clearly in here.
所以为了我们真是能够有一个正面的圣经给我们带来的这个社会里面世界当中的见证，弟兄姊妹，我们要注意我们在教外的好名声。
So for a positive testimony, we should behave ourselves outside the church.
哎呀，这个尼布甲尼撒王听到了这个消息，心中匆匆大怒。
So Nebuchadnezzar was furious after he heard the news.
我看到这里的时候，我心里很得到一些提醒。
And this reminded me much.
一个人匆匆大怒就失去理智，对不对？
And a person, when he is furious with rage, he would lose his senses.
这个尼布甲尼撒其实还不错。
But this king Nebuchadnezzar, and he had some character.
他生气是生气了，这个人还蛮冷静。Although
he might be angry, he was also cool.
你看哈，他很生气。So
he was furious.
把他们三个人叫来。He
called these three people.
然后十四节，尼布甲尼撒就问他们说。Then
in verse 14, the king asked them.
哎呀，我真是佩服这一个巴比伦王他的这一个气度。
He has won my envy.
那么实在看见这个人不简单。
He is not a simple king.
他那样生气， 但是他把他们叫来的时候还慢慢地问他们，你们是故意的吗？
Although he was furious, he was calm enough to ask them, were you doing this on purpose?
给他们有机会自我辩护。
And to let them have a chance to defend themselves.
然后他十五节说，你们如果再听见音乐响起来的时候，我再给你一个机会，你拜就没事，你就走。但是你如果不拜的话呢，后果堪虑。So
he offered them a second chance. And if you now gonna change yourself and worship that gold statue in the future, I will forgive you. But otherwise.
到了十八节讲完以后，十九节这一下呢是真的生气了，他就怒气填胸啊。本来胸里面还没有填的那么满的，现在填的比较满。Therefore,
in verse 19, he was even more furious after he heard the answer.
在整个今天我们所读的经文里面，我要特别用余下的时间跟大家看十六节到十八节。So
we're going to focus on verse 16 through 18 today.
这三节圣经讲什么呢？
What's the message of these three verses?
如果你手上有这一个 NIV 的翻译圣经的话，我们可以这样来看。
We can look upon in this way if you have the NIV translation.
这三个人，撒德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥就跟尼布甲尼撒王讲。So
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king.
他说：“我们在你面前呢，其实不需要辩护，也不要解释。”He
says we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter.
你就是把我们
Even if we are thrown into the blazing furnace,
我们所侍奉的神不只是要救我们脱离火窑，也要救我们脱离你的手。Not
only the God we save is able to save us from the furnace, He will also rescue us from your hand.
他说，即使上帝不救我们，Then
He said, even if He does not,
你不要以为我们会改变我们侍奉的对象。Do
not count on us to change.
我们也不会拜你的金像。We
will not worship your gold statue.
你如果反复把这三节圣经一读再读的时候，If
you read repeatedly of these three verses,
你马上想到中文的四个这个这一句成语四个字。Then
you reminded of a saying from Chinese.
哎，这三个人讲话是铿锵有声。
What they were saying were crystally clear.
中国人很有意思啊，他说每一个字丢到地上都会有声音。It's
like each single word, it's so crispy and so sharp. It's like when it's hitting the ground, it will produce a sound.
弟兄姊妹不要忘记哈，尼布甲尼撒他是审判官，这三个人是被审判者。Don't
forget that Nebuchadnezzar was the judge, and these three were defendants.
我们正是在这几句话里面，我们马上就想到一些特点。So many special
characters came out of these three verses.
我们发现这三个人的风度实在好。Yes,
indeed, they had their character.
一点不像被控告者，好像他们是控告者一样。They
were not looked upon. They were not like a defendant, but rather they may be the trial. Maybe
the judge.
The judge.
那我们在这里好像想到台湾最近很喜欢用的一个字哈，说拿捏的很有分寸。这个字是我离开台湾以后才学的一个字。实在发现他每一个字讲的都有分寸，都非常非常的有分量。And
every word they use were precisely correct.
他也很客气，他说王啊。 王啊 ，O King, O King， 讲了两次。
So he said, "O King, O King," and twice in these verses.
他有他的这一个身份，他有他的那个气度。
He's behaved very properly.
不可否认的，我们在这三句话里面，三节圣经里面看见他们的勇气。
Undeniably, we see their courage in these three verses.
也是四个字，不亢不卑。
They were behaving properly, too timid nor too arrogant.
而且我们看见他们在这三节圣经里面看见他们三个人的同心。
We also see how united these three were.
短短的三节圣经五次提到我们，我们，我们。
Throughout these only three verses, five times they mentioned we, we, and we.
弟兄姊妹在一个团体的里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, in a group,
撒旦最容易攻击破坏的是什么呢？
What is the simplest thing for Satan to attack?
不是外面的压力，而是里面的分化。
It is not the outward pressure, but the inner separation.
两千年的教会历史，
For 2000 years of church history,
我们一而再再而三看见这件事情。
We repeatedly seeing the same situation.
魔鬼撒旦在攻击破坏教会。
When a Satan came to attack a church,
一种是用政治外面的压迫。
In the way they would use the outward pressure like politics.
两千年来很少看到因为政治的压迫把基督教打倒了。
Really, if ever you see the politics was able to bring down Christianity.
两千年来我们看见基督教的失败或者基督教的惨败是因为魔鬼撒旦在教会里面的分化。
For 2000 years, the failure of a church always comes in from within.
我们每一个人都可能成为魔鬼撒旦所利用的工具。
We all and each and every one of us could potentially become a target of Satan.
十二个使徒里面谁是发言人谁是领袖呢？
Who was the spokesman of the 12 disciples of Jesus?
Peter.
Peter.
但是撒旦用谁来破坏教会呢？破坏他们的那个使徒团体呢？
Well, who the Satan used in trying to separate these 12 disciples?
Peter.
Peter.
耶稣对彼得说。
And Jesus told Peter,
撒旦，退我后边去。
Satan, you retreat behind.
什么人中了撒旦的诡计？
Whoever falls into the trap of Satan,
在人看为绝不可能中撒旦诡计的人，却中了撒旦的诡计。
The person who is most unlikely to be trapped, who is the one was trapped.
弟兄姊妹，请你们为我们这些在教会里面所谓做领袖的人祷告。
Please pray for all of us viewed as the leader of church.
今天神要，今天魔鬼要攻击我们，就从这一些领袖的人做起。
The target of Satan's attack.Will start from the leadership of a church.
我们，我们，我们，五次的我们，提醒我们，我们要做我们。
Five times we reminded us we should be a united we.
我想到王明道先生所讲的一句话。
This reminded me of Mr. Brother Wang Mingdao what he said.
去年七月份，他结束了地上的工作，回到天家。
Last year in July, he was received by the Lord.
他离开世界是今天中国教会，特别是大陆的教会的一个很大的损失。
It is indeed a great loss for the Chinese churches in mainland.
虽然他被等于是被看在这个上海的他的住家里面。
He was actually a house prisoner in his home in Shanghai.
他没有到处领会讲道。离开他的家。
He was not able to travel and to lead meetings.
但是你到大陆许多的教会一提到叔叔，没有人不知道是指王明道的。
But wherever you go in China, in any churches, when they mention about uncle, you know what they mean.
85年师母和我去上海看他。
85, my wife and I had an opportunity to visit him.
跟他打了招呼没有几分钟，他就讲了一句话，我印象非常深刻。
After a short greeting, and he had said something and deeply impressed me.
他说李牧师。
He said, Pastor Lee,
我不是犹大。
I'm not a Judah.
我是彼得。
I'm Peter.
我没有出卖主。
I did not betray my Lord.
但是我软弱过。
But I have been weak.
我告诉你，我坐在他的面前，坐在老人家的面前，我忍不住眼泪就出来。
I couldn't help to hold back my tears when I heard him saying.
你知道我那天去那边是看一个什么人吗
？Do you know who I was intended to visit that day?
中国教会的属灵伟人。
He was the great person in the Christian world of China.
中国教会的 spiritual giant. 当我站在他面前的时候，他告诉我说：“李牧师，我软弱过。”
He is a spiritual giant of the Chinese churches, but yet he told me, "I have been weak like Peter."
当时给我一个很大的提醒。
That reminded me deeply. He is a spiritual giant of the Chinese churches, but yet he told me, "I have been weak like Peter."
当时给我一个很大的提醒。
That reminded me deeply.
我是谁？我还坚持什么呢
？Who am I? Why should I be so stubborn?
我在主的面前，难道不能有像他这样谦卑的生命
？Why can I be modest like he?
他讲了一句话
，And he said something.
他说：“处事莫作临风草，爱主须同向日葵。”
Do not wave in the wind like some of the grass.But you should love the Lord like you look up
like
sunflower.
处事莫作临风草，爱主须同向日葵。
Do not wave in the wind like a grass, but look upon the Lord like a sunflower.
我发现我们教会的弟兄姊妹，每一个人记性都很好，每一个一听都背下来了。
I trust you all remember what I just said.
因为我发现有几个记性比较不好，在写，在
Some were taking notes.
我觉得这几句话可以成为我们的勉励。
I believe these words can be a good encouragement to all of us.
如果你说我不需要抄下来，等一下我去小图书馆，这个小书房去买一个录音带，欢迎，请你们回去有机会常常反复的提醒我们自己。
You can purchase a tape, a recording of today's sermon.
所以我们看见他们的气度，看见他们的勇气，看见他们的同心。
We see the special characteristics of these three young men.
但是在整个这三节圣经里面。给我最大的震撼，十八节前面的四个字。
The deepest impact of these three young men gave to me were the four words in the beginning of verse 18.
他说：“既或不然
，even if he does not，
既或他不来救我
，even if God does not come to save me，
我的信心不改变
，my。”Face will not be changed.
让我很快的把从这句话联想到三个重点跟大家分享。
Let me connect this verse with three important messages.
第一，什么叫信心呢
？First, what is faith?
信心就是勇敢面对，不断的往前。
Faith is able courageously to face forward and move forward.
No matter what, 不管发生什么事情。
No matter what happened.
弟兄姊妹，信心不是懒惰，信心不是逃避。
Faith does not imply laziness nor escape.
今天我们多么容易用属灵的口号来做我们属灵责任的推卸。
Very often we use the spiritual slogan as an excuse.
弟兄姊妹，我越侍奉主，越怕听到人家动不动就说神的旨意、圣灵的感动、主的引导。
I'm very afraid of people would use the Lord's will as an excuse.
不是说我们不要神的旨意，不是说不要圣灵的感动。
I'm not telling you not to accept the Lord's will, not to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
但是当我们今天一把神的旨意好像一个什么什么秘密武器一拿出来，我们还有什么好讲呢？你都已经讲了神的旨意，我今天说什么
？Sometimes some people would uphold the Lord's will.As a weapon against others.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在主的面前，我们要常常这样检讨提醒自己。
And this is indeed a very important reminder to all of us.
信心不是随便用一个很好听的话来逃避，来懒惰。
Faith does not imply use a good hearing words to escape.
我们要算计代价，然后勇敢的投入和参与。
We should calculate, but then we should march forward, courageously.
那么有一个故事，我相信大家可能都听过。
There's a story maybe you heard before.
在是在大水灾里面。
In a tremendous flood.
水涨得很快。
The water line was raising very rapidly.
有个基督徒很快就爬到屋顶上。
So a Christian rapidly climb up to the top of the roof. So he saw the water line was raising. He kneeled down and prayed. When he was praying, he saw a canoe came by.
那独木舟说, 来, 我来, 我来载你,
the person on the canoe says, come over, I'm going to carry you away. I'm going to bring you to safety.
那个人在屋顶上,
so this person on the rooftop,
他说,
he said, I have faith in the Lord.
他说他必然会救我,
and he will come to rescue me.
谢谢你的好意,
and thank you for your good intention.
水很急就把独木舟就冲下去,
so the water carried the canoe away.
继续的祷告,
then he continued to pray.
后来来了一个小汽艇,
then a motor boat came by.
小汽艇说, 哎呀, 赶快来, 赶快来, 我们要走了,
the boat driver also called on him to,
他说, 谢谢你的好意,
then he said, thank you.
我对上帝有信心,
I have my faith in my Lord.
他必然会来救我的,
he will come to rescue me.
小汽艇又走了,
so the boat went away.
那个水越上越高,
the water line keep on rising.
涨到胸口了,
it's up to his chest.
突然来了一个直升飞机,
then a helicopter came by.
上面就有一个广播说, 哎呀, 你赶快, 我们丢下绳子, 你上来吧,
a helicopter was trying to rescue him too.
谢谢你的好意,
he says, thank you.
我对上帝有信心,
I have my faith in my Lord.
上帝要来救我,
he will save me.
后来他淹死了,
so he was drunk.
他到了天堂,
then he went up to heaven.
他看见了主,
he saw the Lord.
他对主说,
he asked the Lord,
主啊,
he said, Lord,
我对你有信心,
I have faith in you.
你为什么使我失望?
But why did you disappoint me?
主告诉他,
the Lord asked him,
我先后派了三次的援军去给你,
I have sent three rescuers to you.
第一次派了一个独木舟,
first time was a canoe.
第二次派了一个小汽艇,
second was a motorboat.
第三次科学进步派了一个直升机,
third time was a helicopter.
你还指望我做什么呢?
What else you want me to do?
这是一个读者文摘上面的一个故事,
this is a story I saw in Reader's Digest.
当我看到的时候, 我心里面感触很深,
I was really deeply touched by this story.
我知道很多人听过这个故事,
many of you may have heard of this story before,
但是我们不断地犯同样的毛病,
but yet we commit the same problems, the same mistakes all the time.
弟兄姊妹, 在我们的信仰里面,
dear brothers and sisters, in our belief,
天助自助者是一个很重要的一个思想,
the Lord will help those who make the effort to help themselves.
天助自助者不是人本主义的思想而已,
this is not just a personal
humanism.
It's not humanism. It's not advise people to to rely on yourself, not on the Lord.
如果这样的话是个异端,
if so, that become a cult.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but dear brothers and sisters, very often we would forget one thing.
我们只知道有渡红海的信心,
we only know have the faith to cross the Red Sea.
我们不知道有过约旦河的信心,
we do not have the faith to cross the Jordan River.
红海的信心是什么呢?
What is the faith of cross the Red Sea?
神说你只管站住看耶和华今日要在你们身上所做的大事,
you should lift up your eyes and see the Lord is going to create a big miracle today.
约旦河的信心是什么呢?
What is the faith of a Jordan River?
抬约柜的祭司, 脚踏进约旦河, 约旦河的水才分开,
as the priest's feet immersed into the water of a Jordan River, then the water was separate.
我们要靠着主有这两种的信心,
we should count on our Lord to have these two different kinds of faith.
我们今天不要说, 哦, 我为你祷告, 我为你祷告, 你平平安地回去吧,
we do not just stop by saying we're going to pray for you.
这不是 true religion, 不是真属灵,
this is not a truly spiritual or true religion.
这是雅各书给我们的一个教训,
this is what the book of James have taught us.
我们有能力帮助人,
when we have the ability to teach, to help others,
我们说我为你祷告来搪塞 我们可以帮助人的行动,
if we only stopped after we saying we're going to pray for you.
信心是勇敢面对, 不断地往前,
so faith is courageously face forward and march forward.
第二, 信心是确信神能, 一切交托,
the second is truly believe the Lord is able and we can rely on him.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
在这里给我们看到, 信心就是不怀疑上帝的能力, 但是也不过问上帝动工的方法和时间。
That is, we don't have doubts of his ability, we don't have questions on how he's going to carry it out.
再讲一遍哈, 17节, 他们一点不怀疑上帝的能力。
In verse 17, they have no doubts of the Lord's ability.
但是18节, 他们一点不过问上帝做工的方法。
Yet on the verse 18, they have no doubt or no, they, They did not question on how Lord was going to carry his mission out.
就是既或不然的意思。
That's what it means by even if he does not.
那这一种的信心是一个很了不起的信心。
It's a very high plateau of faith.
当我们在那里求神做工在我们身上的时候。
As we ask the Lord to work on ourselves,
我们也把我们希望他帮助我们解决这个问题的方法也暗示了上帝。
We often wanted the Lord to hint us as to how he is going to help us.
如果是这样的话，上帝就不是上帝了。
If this is the case, then Lord is not the Lord.
记得我是上个礼拜讲的一个见证。
I remember the testimony I said a week ago.
因为后来讲完以后，很多人很好奇问我说结果怎么样？我没有交代结果。
And some came to me to ask for the result.
但是上个礼拜的这个见证给我很大很大的震撼，实在是。
But that testimony also gave me a tremendous impact.
我提到上个礼拜。上个礼拜我提到我这次到加州基督之家去领会的事情。
And so I talked about I went to California to lead a meeting.
我就跟寇世远监督就提到去年他心脏病很重的时候的那个经验。
So he talked about his experience a year ago when he was having a serious heart problem.
教会里面有很多人很好心了。
And some many in the churches are well intended.
因为在电视上，在报纸上都知道，听说从中国大陆有一个气功大师在美国。
Through news media, they know there's this person from China. He's able to miraculously heal.
他有这种 Chinese 功夫哈，这真正的 Chinese 医病的功夫，不是打架的功夫哈。那么，教会就很好心，就是说，既然我们的监督生病嘛，就总是要找人来医他。
So the members of Bishop Cole's church was trying to arrange this person to come to look at him.
那个时候 ，Cole 监督身体非常软弱。
And he was very weak at that point.
心脏病，病得很重，赖伯姆，你知道那种味道哈，所以他坐在那边非常虚弱。
His heart was very weak.
这位这个大法师来了。
This great priest or the kung fu that's from China, he came.
寇监督要讲他的病情的时候，说你不要讲，我只要跟你谈话，我就知道你的毛病在哪里。
When Bishop Cole was going to describe his situation, and this person said, "You don't have to say anything. Just through your conversation, I can have a sense of."Or what you are.
寇监督的女儿坐在一边，他的太太坐在另外一边。
And the Bishop Cole's wife and daughters were also present.
那么这气功大师就开始运气，就开始这个发出功力。
So this great
Qigong master,
and he started to work on his patient.
那么当他开始跟寇监督讲话的时候。
So when he started talking with Bishop Cole,
寇监督的女儿
and Bishop Cole's daughter,
突然就开始头晕目眩
and started getting into a dizziness,
非常非常的严重
very serious dizziness.
那么寇师母呢，她的太太呢
and Mrs. Cole,
觉得肠胃里面翻腾得很厉害
he felt that there's tremendous turmoil,
一直想吐。
In his in her stomach, and he was ready to throw up.
这个力量是突然来的。
It came up suddenly.
那么寇监督呢
？But Bishop Cole,
他坐在那里。
He sat there.
他心里面一直在做一个祷告。
He was continuously praying.
这个祷告就是既或不然的祷告。
And this is the prayer, and he focused on even if not.
他怎么祷告呢
？How did he pray?
他说主啊。
He said, Lord.
请注意哈，他说主啊。
He said, Lord.
我宁可带病去见你。
I really prefer to see you as is.
我也不要你旨意以外的医治。
I do not want to accept anything that is beyond your will.
如果我有病。
If I'm ill.
如果今天人家介绍这样一个大师来找我。
If when this great master is here trying to cure me,
我猜我没有这样的信心。我猜我没有这种信心。我没有。
I do not have this kind of faith, and he can cure me.
但是但以理这三个朋友
But this tree, a friend of Daniel, we see how they still able to maintain their faith when they say, even if not.
我们是不是这样?
Are we like that?
你不听我祷告,
if you don't listen to my prayer, I will turn around.
我那么虔诚的祷告,
my very sincere prayer, and you ignored me.
这种信仰还得了啊?
And what kind of faith is this?
但是今天我们看见一个伟大的信心。
But yet today we see a great
天神把我们全教会放在这样一种信心的考验的过程当中。
I wonder if our church is going through the same kind of trial.
弟兄姊妹, 让我们有信心。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us have faith.
更让我们有不计成本。 不计代价的信心,
and we also have the faith we will not count on, we will not be counting on how much price we'll be paying.
主耶稣在十字架上十字架之前，不是在克西马尼园这样祷告吗？
Before the night before he was betrayed, and did he pray in the Gethsemane?
但是他最后说，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
But he concluded by saying, "Do not fulfill my will, but your will."
弟兄姊妹, 信仰是合逻辑的。
Dear brothers and sisters, faith is logical.
信仰更是超逻辑的。
Faith is above logic.
不要忘记这两方面, 要平衡。
Do not forget how to balance these.
不要一定以为信仰一定是反逻辑的。
Do not say the faith is always anti-logic.
信仰是合逻辑的。
Faith is logical.
但是信仰 也是超逻辑,
and faith can also be above logic.
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
让我们在教会面对一些挑战摆在我们面前的时候,
as our church is facing certain challenge,
让我们有这样的信心,
so we have this kind of faith.
好不好,最后我们看一节圣经做结束, 请看约伯记。
Let's look to Job.
这一节圣经请你, 如果你拿中文圣经的话, 请你一定把这节圣经把它注出来, 把NIV的圣经把它抄进去, 因为这节圣经在中文圣经没有翻对。
If you have a Chinese Bible with you, you should copy down the translation from NIV for this verse, because the Chinese translation is incorrect.
因为13章15节, 约伯记在这里, 约伯说了一句话,
and said, Job said here in chapter 13, verse 15,
我们看不懂，看中文看不懂。中文我们看不懂。
It's difficult to understand in the Chinese version.
他必杀我，我虽无指望。什么意思呢？
And says, he will slay me.
No. 就中文，他必杀我，我虽无指望。什么意思呢？
What does that mean in the Chinese? In those words, in Chinese.
就是说，他必定要杀我。He
will slay me.
我虽然没有指望。Yet,
well, I have no hope.
请看英文。
Let's turn to the English translation.
NIV 翻译成 Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. 虽然他杀我，我对他的盼望不改变。
So the English version is positive message. It says, though he slay me, yet I will have hope. I will hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很伟大的一个信心。
It is a tremendous faith.
但是可惜我们中文圣经没有把它翻出来。
And in this particular area, the Chinese translation is incorrect.
所以我们读中文圣经的基督徒就没有这种可能，这种信心的可能，因为我们不懂，因为看不懂。
And we will not be able to receive such teaching if you read only the Chinese version.
当然在中文圣经后面说，然而我在你面前还要辩明我所行的，并没有讲到他对神的信心。
And even though in the Chinese, also in the English version says, I will surely defend my ways to his face, in the Chinese version though, it was not describing his faith in the Lord.
Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. 虽然他要杀我，他谁呢？上帝要杀我。虽然上帝要杀我，我对他的盼望不改变。
Though he slay me, he means the Lord, but I will not change my faith in him.
我知道今天这篇信息很难吞进去。
Maybe it's difficult to accept of today's sermon.
实在我承认这是一篇很深的道理。
It's maybe a very deep for you for a person to grasp.
让我们好好的在主的面前思想什么叫做真 信心。
And let's meditate upon on what is the true faith.
做祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们个人需要信心，我们团体更。
Faith. As a whole church, we also need faith.
为着你的国度，为着你的荣耀，求你把这样的信心给我们。
Please give us this kind of a faith for your glory.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.